This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. For the second time in the past week, the storage warehouse owned by Betty Chen on West 2nd Street was burglarized, and a suspect has been arrested in connection with the burglary. Police arrested 45-year-old John Dalkin, who was located a short distance away in possession of stolen property from the warehouse. Dalkin was booked into county jail, and he is the fifth person arrested in connection with the past two burglaries. Supporters of Betty Chen have set up a GoFundMe page online for community members who wish to donate. Eureka Police responded to a series of incidents throughout the day during the 4th of July. Around 7 a.m., officers responded to Oregon Street following a report of neighbors detaining a man who attempted to steal a truck. 18-year-old Tyler Lemons got into the stolen vehicle and collided with a parked vehicle as he was trying to drive away, and he brandished a knife as bystanders detained him. Lemons was booked into county jail on a list of charges. Later in the afternoon, around 1 o'clock, EPD responded to 2nd Street and arrested 33-year-old William Cohen, who had made multiple criminal threats and attempted to steal from a festival booth. Officers then responded to the 2100 block of Madrone Avenue and contacted a man who was robbed by a white male adult at knife point. The suspect fled with the victim's phone and wallet, and law enforcement were unable to locate him in the immediate area. He remains at large. At close to 6 p.m., police responded to an apartment on 3rd Street and contacted a man who had been stabbed from behind by an unknown male adult. The victim was treated for moderate injuries, and the suspect could not be located in the immediate area, and he remains at large as well. Deputies from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Marijuana Eradication Team responded to Powerhouse Road in Potter Valley on Monday after several trespass grows were located on three parcels of property. One parcel was privately owned and the other two belonged to PG&E, and deputies determined that none of the landowners were involved. Deputies contacted Celcelio Bautista at the First Garden, and he attempted to flee before deputies deployed their canine unit. The canine subdued Bautista, and he was apprehended by deputies before he could reach for his handgun, which was later determined to be stolen. Later on, deputies contacted Bautista's brother, Marcelino, at the Second Garden, and he attempted to flee but ended up falling to the ground, and he surrendered without further incident. Both were booked into county jail, and while searching the area, deputies found a second handgun, evidence of water diversion at the grow sites, and close to 5,000 plants, which were later eradicated. The California Transportation Commission has allocated nearly $593 million for over 120 transportation projects in an effort to repair and rehabilitate the state's roadway infrastructure. Allocations will include $75 million for traffic congestion relief projects and almost $43 million for biking and pedestrian projects, as well as $30 million for four transit and intercity rail program projects. $5.4 million will also be allocated to repaint the Eagle Prairie Bridge on State Route 280 between Scotia and Rio Dell. The allocated funding includes a little over $391 million from the State Highway Operation and Protection Program. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Delnor County law enforcement are searching for 21-year-old Florida resident Ronald Michael Calasunas, who has been missing for 5 days. Calasunas went missing after attempting to hitchhike back to his residence in Florida from Hiuchi, and he had previously made statements that he wanted to harm himself. Calasunas is described as a white male adult, 6 feet, 220 pounds, with blue eyes and sandy hair, and anyone with information related to his whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. Multiple law enforcement agencies in Delnor County are investigating the cause of a collision near Klamath Beach Road on Saturday morning that claimed the life of a Crescent City resident. A female driver was headed north on Highway 101 approaching Klamath Beach Road when, for unknown reasons, turned her vehicle onto the east shoulder of the highway and subsequently collided into a large tree. Emergency personnel arrived on scene and the victim was pronounced dead. The victim has been identified as 48-year-old Danielle Coney. Humboldt County officials will be holding free workshops this month in an effort to help local contractors, engineers, and other business groups to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act. The workshop will focus on ADA regulations related to facilities and construction, among other topics. Residents have until July 21st to reserve a space to attend the workshop, which will be held at the Sequoia Conference Center on Myrtle Avenue in Eureka on July 26th. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.